Right, Eurovision coming up in May. It's not part of Countrywide's usual beat, I will admit. But what you do not know is that one of the writers of this year's entry is Larissa Tormey from Kilbeggan via Russia. First heard years and years ago on this programme singing to her cows. And Brenda has been begging for weeks to go back and see her again. Of course you have. High camp and cattle, just your thing.
Well, what's not to like, Philip? The Eurovision and a farm. And a beautiful, beautiful summer, spring afternoon. So Larissa, just to remind people, she's a classically trained pianist. She's from Russia. She met her husband, Christy, about 25 years ago. He was from Westmeath, the bachelor at the time, was over in Moscow at a stag party. They fell in love. They were married 6 months later. Honestly, is this all made up? No, it is movie territory. It is a beautiful story. It is a gorgeous love story. She didn't just fall in love with Christy. She fell in love with Kilbeggan. She fell in love with Westmeath. She fell in love with the farm.
And the cows are her muse now, as we recorded the last time.
The last time I visited her first in 2017. And we talked all about the power she gets from the land. But also, I said, do you sing, by the way, to the cows? Do you sing country or do you sing Russian?
Well, I do. I actually like to sing outdoors when I'm walking here in the fields. Ой, тоні вечер, мне малим мало спалось. Ой, мне малим мало спалось. Ой, да вас не привиделось.
What do the cows make of that?
They were very peaceful. They were very quiet. No. They were lovely. They were really lovely. But here's the thing, and this is one of the reasons why when I saw that Larissa was one of the co-writers on the Eurovision, Irish Eurovision entry, I said, I have to go back and visit her. And the next couple of weeks for Larissa are going to be completely hectic with all the press and parties and everything. And she's just signed a huge music publishing deal as well. So everything is happening. But actually, the really important thing for her is that peace and quiet she gets on the farm with Christy, with the cows. It centres her, it rebalances her, it gives her that, I suppose, energy to propel herself forward as she goes forth supporting Ireland in our Eurovision quest. So I went back to the same field, not necessarily the same cows, because it is a beef farm. And we talked about why this place and this farm and being here meant so much to her and informs everything she does.
Suck, 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 come in here. Come in, say hello to Brenda in here. They're too lazy now, too sunny, you see, Brenda? It's too nice around. Come up here, come up here. We're looking at the most amazing green field in here, and cattle just out, I'd say, only 5 days. And they already improved the way they look. They're thriving, they're eating grass, very happy. Half of them lying nearly bellies up on the sunshine. I love looking at the cattle. It's like, I call it cattle meditation. Really calms me down. It makes me feel really happy. Come on here. Come on here, you're lovely. Come on.
When you were growing up in Russia, did you have any experience of farming or anything like that?
Absolutely. I'm really a real country girl. So, my parents were foresters. I grew up in a big pine forest until I was 11. I lived like in the middle of nowhere. My father was the head of forest department. And my mom always had a cow and used to raise the calf one a year. And then she would sell him in autumn and buy herself out of this money one set of golden jewelries. And I actually inherited these jewelries.
The connection that you feel then between your past childhood and now, is there a full circle kind of a thing?
Well, I kind of, since childhood, I was trying always to move to the big cities. I really never wanted to live in the countryside just because I fell in love with the farmers, so I had no choice. Like I said to you before, farmers are not movable, so I had to move to the farm. I had no choice, and it was unusual from the start. It felt a little bit isolated, but the more I live in here, and I'm 24 years now living on the farm, the more I appreciate the grounding of this as a musician. It's after all the busy stuff I do to come back here and hear this noise of the cattle munching, breathing, and see the green fields, it just makes you feel human again and like connected to the land. Suck, 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 suck. Good girl now, good girl. Yes, you're nice and quiet today.
She's a really big deal in Kilbeggan now. Westmeath County Council hosting a special sofa session event for Belvedere House and Gardens on April 25th at 8 p.m. I want to get on to the song, though, and writing about this first dog in space, Laika, because it's not the most promising source material. A poor mongrel lifted off the streets of Moscow, cast into the icy depths of outer space, that dies of hypothermia. Yet she's managed to make a pop song out of it.
But sure, they made a song out of a wop bop a loo bop a wop bamboo. You can make a song out of anything. But Emmy, who's the Norwegian singer, had, it was her thing. She kept thinking about this dog and she was very sad about the dog, but she kept trying to console herself by saying maybe it's having a party. But look, I went back into the farmhouse with Larissa and we went into her music room and she did her synthesizer and she was part of this songwriting team. And I talked to her about the process of coming up with the song that has captured the imagination. So we're standing in a room and I talked to her about the process of that actual song.
It happened during the songwriting camp in Norway. You hear this riff?
Yeah.
So what's important first for the good song to have a hook? We had that hook. So I walked into the room, I was introduced to Emmy, and Emmy told me that she has this idea about the song and she thought it's completely mad and she didn't think it will work at all. And she said that she has idea like a party in the sky. And she said, Larissa, do you think I'm mad? I said, I think it's genius. And the fact that I'm from Soviet Union and that was my story of my childhood, I'm up to it. So we had a hook and then I just came up with the melody.
You have probably heard this little girl, all in all that she saved the world.
Like a party has such an international flair to it. But where's the Irish connection for you?
Well, the Irish connection is me anyway. Yeah. Number one, I keep shouting, I'm Irish. But when we submitted the song to Irish Eurovision, in the application form, we had to explain why we think this song will be good for Ireland. And I wrote this, and I wrote it from the bottom of my heart. I said, Ireland, Irish are the kindest people in the world, and they love their animals. And I think our song is very happy. I was watching people listening to it. Everybody had a smile on their face. I know that the next few months are going to be very busy and hectic, overwhelming in some way. But I know that every time I come back home here on my farm, I get my grounding again, back to earth. And I will never change. I will always stay grounded, Larissa Tormey, who lives on the farm in County Westmeath.
Like a party in the sky. Like a party in the sky.
From Kilbeggan with love. Can I be the first to say that?
You could get copyrighted there. Isn't her version beautiful?
It is.
She is a wonderful singer.
It means
singer
we need to
composer.
Play out. It means we need to play
yes,
out on
do.
Emmy's version as well. Brenda, thank you very much on the Countrywide Space programme this week. Amandine Paso-Devine was picked up off the streets of Moscow. Liam Mullen was shot into the icy depths of space. And Brenda Donoghue is RTE's very own space cadet. Until next week, folks, this is Like a Party.